Well, we told you last week about the Scottish elections, and now Boris Johnson has called for crisis talks after the results came through. Good morning, Adam Gilchrist.
Yes, Boris Johnson started talking about Team UK, and you know you're in trouble when you start doing that, calling for the leaders of Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland to get together. I mean, actually, they're talking about recovery from the pandemic, not Scottish independence. But, of course, the Scottish National Party winning their fourth Scottish parliamentary election in a row. Absolutely, independence is back on the agenda. The SNP leader, Nicola Sturgeon, is talking about Boris Johnson denying democracy if he stands in the way, except that legally the Prime Minister can say, nah, not going to do that, not in your nelly, get lost, whatever. But remember the last Scottish referendum? It's only 7 years ago, and we were told it was a once-in-a-generation vote. Well, unless that generation is the lifespan of a koala or a hummingbird, I don't think we've kind of moved on, really.
Now, tell me about the Queen's cousin who's causing a little bit of trouble.
Prince Michael of Kent, who looks for all the world like Edward VII, that guy with a beard. Anyway, he is accused of offering access to the Russian president for $200,000. This is essentially an undercover sting investigation by the Sunday Times and Channel 4 TV, who had reporters pose as South Korean gold traders and offered $200,000. Prince Michael is seen in the film getting very excited. Oh, yes, thank you very much. Oh, yes, that'll do nicely, that words to that effect. In return, he would offer contacts to the Kremlin, which kind of makes you think, what is Prince Michael of Kent doing with contacts to the Kremlin in the first place? Although a statement has since come out saying, well, he hasn't met President Putin for 18 years. Putting two and two together, is this why Prince Michael wasn't invited to Prince Philip's funeral?
Oh, I see. Yes, I can't imagine that Her Majesty would be too pleased about all of this. We will catch up tomorrow, Adam. Thanks for that.
Will do.
Adam Gilchrist joining us from London.